Welcome to the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast, the podcast for inspiration and encouragement. Welcome to episode 23, talking about the book I'm writing. So I have been away for a little while because I've been working on writing a book. And a book that I have titled The Periodic Table of Character Traits, The Design Elements to Living Your Best Life Now. Now, I can't take all the credit for the design of the idea, as that came from a presentation that was given by Kareen Benalud at Josh Shipp's annual Rock the Stage event, which was phenomenal, by the way. A little plug for Youth Speaker University. Anyway, I had already started to write this book that would be a complement to my talk, where I talk about core character traits that mainly come from fruits of the Spirit as found in Scripture. So in the book, I'm talking about things like honesty, compassion, loyalty, fairness, respectfulness, responsibility, humility, kindness, integrity, love, peace, and faithfulness, as well as those character qualities that are the dark ones like pride, greed, anger, jealousy, envy, and hate. I want this book to be the book that gets people to think about their character in terms of the choices they make, and that in doing so, we have to therefore own our choices, such as the choice to hate or be greedy or prideful. Those are all choices that we make when things happen to us, like the choices we make to be faithful in our wedding vows or fair in our business dealings. And yet for many of us, these choices that we freely make are oftentimes countered with phrases such as, I had no choice but to act in this way or that way, putting the onus on someone else or something else other than ourselves. And yet, we have the nerve to cry out, I'm in control of my own life. While out of the same breath, we are so quick to relinquish this control when we allow our emotions to rule us. So, this book is really trying to get at the core of what it is that we have deep within inside us that we can grab a hold of and own and take ownership of that we control, because we control our emotions unless we allow our emotions to control us. We battle this flesh and the spirit. Who's going to win? I struggle with this at times. We all do. But I'm not trying to use that as an excuse to say I'm not in control of my emotions or the choices I make to feel a certain way. We have to own our choices. We cannot be controlled by our emotions and then expect to say that I'm in control of anything when you're not. You've relinquished that control to someone else because you want to feel a certain way. So let's take a look at some of these. So I start the book really talking about in the beginning of time. Well, actually, since the beginning of time, mankind has been on a tireless quest in search of the ultimate discovery. To discover who he is and why he exists. There are no two greater questions that we all must come face to face with and then find an answer to, in order to truly be alive. Now, you can do what so many countless others and I have done and avoid these questions by engaging in things that don't matter, assigning value to things that don't last and succumbing to the natural order in what appears to be orderly in an attempt to make sense of it all? That's a small piece of the introduction. I then want to take you through what is the first character trait in my periodic table of character traits. And for me, I believe that it is honesty. In my opinion, honesty has to be the number one foundational character trait, because without it, all other character traits fall apart. And if you think about that for a moment, how can you be compassionate, fair, or even loyal if you are not honest? And first, being honest with yourself. There's another character trait I want to share with you, and it's compassion. And I put this one at number two because we can debate the order of the next character trait, compassion, on the periodic table, but I'm sure we can all agree that compassion is at the very least high on the list. Now, I believe that when we think about compassion, that we sometimes confuse empathy for compassion, or at least use them interchangeably. Now, there's a real difference, so we would have to really examine the definitions to understand it. And so I'm going to do that real quick before I close. Empathy is the capacity to understand or feel what another person is experiencing from within their frame of reference. That is the capacity to place oneself in another's position. Hold that thought. Whereas compassion takes it a step further and turns that understanding or feeling into action. But here's where it can get a little bit tricky. If you're not aware of or in tune with your heart, or to put it another way, in tune with your motives, aha. So you see, being empathetic is nothing like being compassionate. In fact, compassion motivates people to go out of their way to help the physical, mental, or emotional pains of another. And if we take it a step further and look at the Latin, which means it is a compati, which means suffer with, we get a whole new meaning that compassion means someone else's heartbreak becomes your heartbreak. Another's suffering becomes your suffering. And true compassion changes the way we live. And of course, the best examples of compassion are Jesus, where we find that he had compassion, and the subsequent verses then tell of an action. It is no good for you to feel a certain way about someone's plight if you are not moved with enough compassion to act. So that's what I've been working on. That's just two character traits from my periodic table of character traits. I hope you enjoyed this introduction into what I have been working on. I will share more of it, and I hope that you will read the book when it comes out. I will let you know. And again, you can reach out to me at michael@michaellawsonspeaks.com. Thank you so very much.